Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Oi! So, on Wednesday, there was a joint meeting of the Police and Justice and Constitutional Development Committees. And then, Wasukuma and Old Trompi and had to say this.
The mere fact that people are out on the streets before anything happens, it is a ticking time bomb. Should anything happen to Mkhwanazi, I want to second the very notion and the sentiment that this country will see fire. Madiba is no longer here to quench the fire that could have happened when Chris Hani died. General Mkhwanazi is us. We are General Mkhwanazi.
That is the MP of the EFF, Mr. Eugene Mthethwa. See, that's why it's very hard for us to actually uguti rebrand for us, because we trompi to us. trompi to us. You know, it's like when Dr. Mandla was in parliament.
Yes.
Fana Mukwena. I was like, oh, what's Dr. Mandla doing? So, yeah.
When Ringo was.
Yeah, when Ringo was like, bakotole parliament. Bakotole parliament. Anyway. So this is what he said.
Yeah.
He said this about Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi, who's the police commissioner in KZN. Because it seems as if bafuna ukumgudluza and they're trying to get him out of the way. But then the headlines went through and he had to come back and clarify with what exactly did he mean.
I think it misses the point, because even in my statement, when I start, I said that in view of what is happening on the streets, I see a ticking time bomb. Is that wrong?
Now, I want to ask, do you feel that our government is failing to read the room time and time again? And I'll tell you why I ask this. Because I remember when the unrest happened, when the looting happened, the warnings were out there. The warnings were out there. They were plain to see, even on social media. It's gotten to a point where I personally feel that our government believes Uguti, we are our grandparents. We are our parents. And we are a different generation. Tina singayisusa noma yini. And often government fails to read the room. B, what do you say?
Our cupcake, as I said earlier this week, is an incredible smooth talker. And I think sometimes the blue lights and the security makes them unaware of what's happening in the streets. They're living in a bubble. There's no way that they can say that they can't see what's happening on social media. Guys, are you TikTok? Are you Facebook? Are you every single, you know, video that you see in Cape Town, in Botswana, they're even saying, you know what, do anything to Mkhwanazi, we are with you, Botswana.
Yes, you know what's the problem with this?
Yeah.
I know probably all the headlines that are going to be running today because of clickbait are going to be saying, here's the EFF again inciting violence. Meanwhile, Law Brother Man is actually issuing out a warning that I can issue out for free. Uguti, if anything happens to this man, there's a possibility that this man is called.
Yeah, sure.
Pila?
I just want to firstly say, these kind of statements are—they're always coming from Durban. Like, why is it a Durban thing? My player, you need to answer.
No, let me tell you why. Because we showed you guys what we can do when we mean business. Did you see what we did in the past elections? Azlal Tina, guys. No, guys, there's that Zulu thing that we've got. We don't play. When we say we're going to do something, we stand on business.
But also, I think General Mkhwanazi has, this is probably the most strategic thing that he's ever done in his career. He's gotten so much backing from so many people that at the moment he's probably one of the most important people in the country now. He's elevated his status and his profile to probably close to Cyril Ramaphosa in terms of untouchable. But it's sad to see, though, sometimes when a country has to resort to all of this stuff for things to actually be revealed, and the level of corruption has to be revealed in the way that it has. Why be corrupt in the first place? You know, these things are preventable. And I think for me, All that General Mkhwanazi was saying is like, look, I'm making you aware of what's happening. Do with it what you please and what you will. But this is what's happening, what I've seen is happening. So, yeah, it's a difficult one. Hopefully nothing ever happens to him. I don't think anybody wants to see a country or live in a country that has so much violence.
Okay.
I'm inclined to slightly disagree. I do think there's a level of incitement in that statement. And I tell you why.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that there will be. What I mean is that Mkhwanazi has pulled a check move with what he did in the sense that he's hiding in plain sight. So he really is quite untouchable. And I think to say that there will be violence if he's touched, I'm working from the premise of I don't think he really will be, not at this point.
Yeah.
When people are usually touched, it's when the dust has settled, when we've averted our eyes from that person a little bit. They're living a little bit in the shadows, even though maybe they struck a bad chord with someone or they hurt a certain person. That's when usually people strike against you. So they would, no one really, you'd be really daft, I think, to strike him now.
But you know what MP Mthethwa is saying here is that in case anything happens, Zingane is Khale. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I was in KZN during the July weekend.
Yes.
The sentiment on the street was that if anything happens to Mkhwanazi, the Pope Saltas.
I'm saying it's unwarranted for him to say that now because he's really in the spotlight. I think the threat against him in particular is really low because he's in the light, if I can say it like that, right now.
No, but I think I saw an article that came out, I think it was on Sunday, that was now trying to implicate him to some tender irregularities.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it started.
So that's little pop-ups.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a solid case.
We are coming for you.
We are coming for you.
Yeah.
All right. Do send us a voice note on 0636880. Tell us, is our government actually failing to actually read the room? Have we reached that point where we feel with our government actually cannot read the room? They don't know what's going on. I want to hear from you.
I think the government is tone deaf, very tone deaf to anything. They don't know how to read the room in any way. I mean, this thing of Mkhwanazi, the president should have been advised to, you know, fire Mkhunu or something, but our government is failing.
I hear you.
Let me just say this. We don't have a government. Not that they don't read the room. We don't have a government. We've got a bunch of criminals stealing and looting the coffers of the so-called government. Number two, President Ramaphosa is not a leader. We are on autopilot. The man is always shocked when things are happening. And finally, we must know, guys, that politicians are not there to serve the people. But they are there for their own stomach. It's like you going to Kaya FM to do your job, to get paid at the end of the month, and that's it.
But that's not true. I mean, I'm here for you.
For the listeners.
Our government is so ignorant in a way, Wuthi. They don't care about us. They are not scared of us. That is why we think they don't see the red flags. The red flags were there during the unrest. The red flags are here during the Mkhwanazi period. So they are just so ignorant.
But also, I think
what is worse is that we don't even have intelligence in this country.
We actually quite do. We do. You know, it's like abantu abathema police abasebenzi.
Until they look for you.
Get to commit a crime. So, boy, no, some police accident.
Yabona, abamthinte umkhwanazi. Abamthinte nje umkhwanazi bazosibona. Yazi last time sa behave thina abanye azange salute. So this time we are ready. Abathinte umkhwanazi makube bafuna ukusibona. Yabona nalabo uChabeleng bayakhuluma nje ukuthi they are ready for us. If they are ready for us, then abathinte umkhwanazi ke sibabonise ukuthi nathi si ready for bona.
Lit. Keep those voice notes coming on 063-680-959. Well, hello, 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 Tiny Tots. Hello, little ones. Today we're doing character voices on Play-Doh. Please help me identify this.
Okay. So much easier now that I can read. Lightning round, boys against girls.
Okay.
Model Seafood.
Model Seafood. It's not Rahan. It's not Shira. It's, I don't know.
Should we play it again?
I can play it again.
Okay. So much easier now that I can read. Lightning round, boys against girls.
Okay. I have no clue.
I have an idea.
Kat, do you have a little one?
No, I don't.
Then how do you know these things?
I actually watch animation.
Oh, my God. Listen, if you are there with Umalume in the car or you're still with mommy and daddy at home, borrow their phones and send us a voice note and help us identify this.
This thing, it's on the ground. It's been said. What Eugene was just saying is just saying to you, it's a warning. You ignore that one. Look, don't. Because no one wants violence. I don't want violence. But Ngiyazi would uzo banjalo. And I would share those same sentiment. Because what is this? This is big. What he did, it was like our Jesus. This is our way.
That's
deep. Of the corruption in this country.
Not our Jesus.
Our government doesn't even know where the room is, Mable, let alone reading the room. Mkhwanazi, I hope, I know the beef that be security. I hope we actually do protect him, because we know for a fact that they are out to get him, and I hope they never win. But that's just the country that we live in, where if you tell the truth and you stand by your truth, you are labeled a sellout or impimpi or whatever. Look at all the whistleblowers that have come out within the years. They've never lived to tell the story.
Hey.
We are going to cupcake. We are going to South African. Ozumthinta ngizosuka la eGoli nami yelapho ngiyawuxhasa nje umbono ukuthi nje ozumthinta umkhwanazi sikhathele waze wasikhulumela at last abake bamthinte maplay abake bamthinte
kwazokwenza
ah le government lena they are not in touch, they're not in tune with the people. I mean, uzwana lo fikele mbalula they were still angakhona elabana bayakhohle ukuthi sina bavalele emakishini wabo khali ndu kuphele wena blue light si 30 something million la bona bay few bayakhohle lo nto leyo ukuthi singayishubisa kungoku sibavalele amakamerini.
Good morning, my play entire family.
Hey,
honey. Oh, President, wahlezi avala amehlo, wahlezi angazi ukuthi kuyenzakalani. Into enzoyishwa ngeke ngikhulume kakhulu. Failed. Hard, ibili. Failed. Kabuhlungu.
Bring those voice notes. Mina ngiyayisense anger. And actually, you know what? B, have you recognized that member of the family that is always saying, "Aibo"? And then they are called negative. So why are you not negative?
And what about Tipa, actually?
You know what I'm saying?
Tipa, yeah.
And I really feel that this is a warning. I don't want us. There's a lady that came through and said, I don't like violence. I don't want there to be any violence.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people. Angizwane chaos. Can we just... can we put a lid on this?
Good morning, my player.
Good morning.
Beastie.
Away.
This guy is right. The country is Mkhwanazi and Mkhwanazi is us. We are hurtful. These people are actually living in a bubble, like you said. They're out of touch with what's happening in this country. Like you said, the blue lights and the security makes them think they are untouchable or they are superior. We down here, we see everything that's happening. And what Mkhwanazi said and put out there, it's what we want.
Hey!
Mina ngendaba kaMkhonazi, I stand to be corrected, right?
Yes,
ngiyezwa ukuthi there is a say ukuthi if anything happens kuMkhonazi, the Pope Sultans, good enough. But the question is, the Pope Sultans, kubani and why? To innocent people, Are innocent people going to die for this? Are people who don't even know what politics means going to die for this? What do you guys really mean when you say the Pope shall dance?
You know what people are saying? And I want to actually just add a bit of context to this. People have realized that the only time that the government sits up and listens is when there is distraction.
That's
the sad reality
that's
of
the language.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the language that the government understands. And so that's when people are saying, okay, cool, we will speak to you in that language. It's unfortunate, but it's where we are.
Currency breaks more. Putin is involved more.
But the thing is, I really, like, I always hear people talking about Mkhwanazi and saying, no, we need him in Gauteng. I'm like, no. We still need him where he is in KZN to fix what... Because KZN was rotten. KZN was properly rotten.
But I understand because, I mean, remember that he did say that because at the harbour, that's where all of the drugs and that's where human trafficking also. I mean, people are being human trafficked in what are those containers? Yeah. Can you imagine?
No. KZN was rotten. KZN was reaching a point where I was just like, Izovalo leya province and nothing's going to happen. People were walking in with guns, gawulwets. Like, I remember, yes, people with rifles. And I was just like, guys, what's happening to my hometown? I was just like, and things have changed. You know, I was speaking to a friend of mine who said that even the guys that do cash in transit heists are no longer doing it in Durban because they're scared of the police. Now they're coming and doing it in Gauteng. It was bad. It was absolutely bad. But yeah.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.